This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to episode 7 of Queercast, Singapore's only LGBT podcast.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Nick D, and I'm coming to you live from Tokyo in Shinjuku District. So today with us, we have Shinsuke. Shinsuke has been my tour guide here in Japan, and he's going to be talking to me a little bit about gay life here in Japan. So welcome, Shinsuke.
Thank you.
So tell us, how would you describe gay life in Japan?
As I have lived in Singapore for 2 years, I will compare the gay life between how different between Japan and Singapore. Singapore is, let's say, population-wise, Singapore is 5 to 6 million, and Tokyo is 23 million in a total. So it's hard to meet your family or your friends or relatives in the middle of the town in Tokyo. So it means you will be more open as a gay. You can be gay, and you meet boyfriend. You don't need to care about other people.
You won't bump into your family.
Yes.
Okay.
So I feel it's easy to live in Tokyo rather than Singapore as a gay.
So I mean, in Singapore we have Tanjong Pagar, which is the district where most of the gay bars are. Where is the gay district in Tokyo?
Biggest one is Shinjuku Nichome, and second one is Ueno, and followed by Asakusa and Shinbashi.
So actually there are four districts. Wow, I didn't know that, because most people only know Shinjuku Nichome, which is sort of like the biggest, the biggest one, right? Yeah, so we toured around Shinjuku Nichome on Saturday night, and Shin was kind enough to bring us around a few bars. In fact, we went to, one, two, three, about four bars. But, you told me that there are over 300 bars
in Shinjuku Nichome.
Yeah, so what are all these 300 bars?
We have a lot of population, and all bars are actually small, not like clubs in Singapore. The average of the bars, they have like less than 10 seats and one counter table, and that is Japanese style bars. And we categorize by age and different types.
By age?
Yes.
So if you're over a certain age, they'll refuse you at the door?
Some bars, yes. Also, saunas.
So there's an age limit. So what's this age limit?
It depends on what you like and how old are you, and also to meet. Yeah, sometimes they don't care about age, but only the bars. Their concept is only seeing old one and younger one together. Or chubby and chubby chaser. Something like that.
I see. So there's so many bars, and like over 300 bars. Then how do people find out about these bars?
Nowadays, you can search online. But like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we used to buy a magazine, gay magazine. The information in it. Or maybe if once you know one gay guy, and then they will recommend you where to go.
I see. But if you're a foreigner, then can you go to all these gay bars then?
Technically, no.
So there are some bars where foreigners are allowed, and some bars that allow foreigners.
That's right.
Yeah. So which are the bars that allow foreigners?
Main clubbings. The clubs, they accept foreigners. Maybe you better get to know the bars who accept foreigners from somebody in the club.
Ah.
Or maybe you search online before coming to Japan.
Ah, okay, but can you recommend some bars that welcome foreigners? Mm-hmm. What are some of the bars that welcome foreigners? Like, what, for example, Atifati was one of them that we went to.
Yes.
Dragon was the other one that we went to. I think those are the two sort of main ones that... So if you're coming to Tokyo, you know, I think the important thing to know is to sort of do your research, because culturally, it's still very different, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but why do the gay bars not accept foreigners?
Okay. This is kind of cultural difference.
Mm-hmm.
Not only gay bars, but also other street bars. The Japanese bar charge you as a cover charge, like over $20.
Mm.
It's quite expensive as a cover charge, right? Mm. Yeah. And long time ago, foreigners thought Japanese cheat them.
Ah.
And they had a hassle for payment. So
I see.
Since that, most of the Japanese bars refused foreigners.
But when you pay this cover charge, what do you get? Oh, it's just to enter the bar.
Enter plus one drink.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not so bad.
Not bad.
What's gonna call it? So, and also the other thing that I realized is that the bars don't accept credit card.
No.
So they all only accept cash, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're going out and you're planning to have a big night out, bring lots of cash,
mm-hmm,
and then try not to get robbed along the way. Yeah, I think that's your best bet, because it's sort of like, you know, Shinjuku Nichome is sort of like this labyrinth of like many streets, mm-hmm, and many small streets, you know, that are full of these bars, mm-hmm, right? I guess you know, if you're coming to town, you just, you know, follow the cute guy, and wherever he goes, you know, you just go with him, right?
Yeah.
So, well, you know, we should also learn some local phrases, mm-hmm, right? You know, to help us, you know, navigate, mm-hmm, you know, at the gay bar as well. So we want to learn some local phrases, right? Mm-hmm. So let's start with how are you? How are you? My name is.
Okay, how are you? Is Genki desu ka?
Mm-hmm.
And my name is. 私の名前は?
Mm. Also, you say, "Ogenki desu ka?" I would say, "Ogenki desu ka?" 私は名前はNikurasan desu.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then it says, "How about I find you very cute?"
As many Singaporean knows, you can say cute, kawaii.
Kawaii. Okay. So, anata wa kawaii desu.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, do you want to go home with me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, before, very important, before that. Are you, this is a advanced Japanese phrase, is, are you top or bottom?
Okay, top is tachi, T-A-C-H-I, bottom is neko, N-A-K-O.
And then reverse-y?
Riba,
mm-hmm, yeah, and neko is also the Japanese word for cat, right? Mm-hmm,
right.
Yeah, and your complaint is Japan has too many cats.
Yes.
Yeah, full of neko.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think 90% of gays are neko.
Was it scared?
Yes, I think
no,
so.
No, I don't think it's true.
Too many nekos.
No.
I want to kill them all.
No.
I want to be the only one neko in Japan.
I see. You want to be the only one neko.
Yeah.
Maybe you should start a import business. Mm-hmm. Tachi. Mm-hmm. Import the tops.
How about Singapore? I think I've seen many top.
In tops. Singapore? Mm. In Singapore? I don't know. In Singapore, they say the same too. That
really?
There are a lot of nekos in, mm-hmm, Singapore as well. I think in every country, they have this same complaint. But I'm not sure if it is accurate, because, mm-hmm, we haven't counted all the nekos and all the tachis, you see.
Yeah,
so I don't think... I think it's made perception. only perception. Okay, so now we know what neko and tachi is. Then how do you say, do you want to come home with me?
Okay, make it easy way.
Mm-hmm.
Say... Ikimashou.
Oh, ikimashou. Okay. And then, you know, if you want to more advanced Japanese again, says, I'm into SM. Are you?
Say, are you SM suki desu ka?
Oh, SM? SM?
suki desu ka?
Suki desu ka? Or SM suki desu ka? Mm-hmm. Okay, so more advanced. Mm-hmm. So I guess suki desu ka is I like, right? Yeah. So you can just put whatever it is that you like, yes, in front. Right. Okay, great. So now we've learned, you know, a couple of phrases, you know, to help us sort of navigate the bars and maybe like a night out. And, you know, also, there are some very interesting developments that are going on in Japan right now. So, you know, Hokkaido, Sapporo, and some wards in Tokyo are now thinking of recognizing same-sex marriage, right? Do you think the rest of Japan will also follow suit?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because, yeah, it's similar to Chinese family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to keep the same family longer means we want to have a son, boy. So in the countryside, they still keep thinking about it. They want to have a boy, I mean kids. So, but nowadays we have only one or two kids per family. So means if you are the son, you have to have another son. Yeah, you know, their grandson. So lots of people need to get married.
So in that sense, then, a lot of gay men who are only sons are pressured into getting married. Does that happen a lot?
Yes, a lot in the countryside.
Oh, so
As long as they have kids, the family, they don't complain about they are gay.
But what about the people in the city? Is it the same?
It's different in the city.
It's in the city, it's different?
It's more open, yeah.
So then, you know, if you're in the city and you are a gay man, you know, is it then, you know, then increasingly difficult to come out to your parents because of this culture? It is? Oh, okay. I see. So then, besides the family sort of structure or the importance of family in Japanese culture, are there any other factors that are opposing gay marriage?
Not really.
That's the main one. I see. Okay. So, you know, we can only hope, and I guess, you know, the we'll have to, you know, continue to keep watch on the movement here here in Japan. Japan is also, you know, another big event that's coming up in Japan is that it's going to be hosting the 2020 Olympics very soon, you know. And the criticism of Japanese culture is that it's often very, you know, insular, you know, they only like other Japanese people and stuff like, but very soon, you know, Japan is going to be welcoming the whole world, you know, so is Japan ready?
Yes.
How are they preparing for the Olympics?
Okay, as you may know, you know, we built up the city very well, and we are still construct new subway line and road coming up soon, and in the meantime, also we teach people to learn different culture, different religions, even though, yeah, it's difficult for us to understand as we are only one race in the country. And people try to welcome to foreigners. Do you know the word omotenashi?
No.
You cannot translate to English because it's Japanese culture, very specific.
Okay.
But it means, yeah, very welcome.
Very welcome. How do you say that again?
Omotenashi.
Omotenashi. Omotenashi.
Yes. That's based on our culture. So we try to, you know, take care of the visitors. Not only domestically, but also from overseas too.
Okay. But then what if more nikos come then?
I will block.
so you will screen for the nikos first. I see. Okay.
Making a new machine.
New technology.
Yeah, new technology.
See, Japan is always so advanced.
Yes.
Yeah, they're always so advanced. So you will screen them at the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neko Atachi,
I see. And then the Tachis, they get express lane.
Yes.
Okay. Direct to your house.
Yes.
Yeah, the bus will come and come to your house.
Yes.
It? Okay, very good. Okay, so then how do you say welcome to Japan?
ようこそ Nihonye.
Yokoso?
Nihonye.
Yokoso Nihonye. So I hope you know that this episode has been, you know, more informative and you know, if you're out there and you're thinking about visiting Tokyo, you know, that you do come and see the city. You know, don't be afraid, be adventurous, and you know, you eventually may surprise yourself in what you may discover. So are there any last thoughts you wanna say?
Okay, I will suggest you guys to visit as many temples and shrines as possible here. Mm. It's different from Chinese culture or Indian culture, Malay culture. And also, maybe people don't realize, you know, we have many parks in Tokyo, but there are many, many parks, like Shinjuku Gyoen. And sometimes you have to pay for admission fee, but it's worth to visit.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, thank you very much, Shin, for your time. And once again, you've been listening to Ning D live from Tokyo. Bye!
Bye!
This episode of QueerCast was possible thanks to the support of our community collaborator, Uga Chaga. Uga Chaga is a non-profit counseling and personal development organization for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning individuals. They do incredible work for the community, and you can help them continue their good work by donating. Visit www.ugachaga.com. And we want to say thank you to you, our listeners. If you want to stay updated on new episodes or have an early sneak peek of future guests, follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Links to all our social media handles and our partners can be found in the description. Thanks, and we love you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.